Hello, everybody. Welcome to Mintaki and Chapel. I'm sorry I was late. I had a double wedding. They gave me an extra wedding. This is our time for sharing prayer requests or testimonies or anything you'd like to share about what's been happening with you over the past week. I think I'll come in at the end and share a little bit, but I'd like to open it up to you for anyone to share as you get anything to share what God's doing in your life.
Hello, my name is Darcy. Hi, Art. Art was like, you can go up there and share about how awesome our house is. So I want to come up here and share about how awesome the farmhouse is. So we've just recently moved onto a property with the farmhouse where we will be starting a ministry for Hikikomori recovery. She shared. Joyce, thank you for sharing. And we just really moved in really on Monday. Monday night was our first night sleeping in the new house, the new old house. And it is wonderful. It is still got a lot of cleaning to do and organizing and all this, but it is marvelous. It is glorious. It is so peaceful. The stars are amazing. You can hear the little river that runs through it and all this land to walk. And Megumi's like, can we go exploring? She wants to go exploring everywhere. And it is, there's so much to see. It's just so lovely. And Art just said the other day, he was like, it was just so interesting. Like, God gives us the desires of our hearts, even when we don't know what those are. Like, Art was like, I didn't know the desire of my heart was to, like, be a farmer in Kita, Hiroshima, and live on this property. Like, if you told me that as a boy, I would never have believed you. You know, like, this is Art's desire of his heart. It's my desire of my heart. And, like, we didn't know this for a long time, but God knew. So we're really excited to be there. We also had the missions team came out, the pioneers team that we're a part of came out on Friday, and they all came out, and they all cleaned. There's still more to clean. There was like, you know, 12 people cleaning or whatever, and there's still more to clean, but they cleaned, and they cleaned well, and we were so blessed, and we got to worship together and pray together in a house that has not had worship of God, the true God, in that house ever, ever, ever. When we are in spaces like that in Japan, it's just so exciting that, like, this is another space that, like, God is totally victorious over in the name of Jesus. Like, it's really exciting, you know? Like, they still have, like, the owners, the previous owners, like, family Butsudan is still there. They still need to move it. There's still, like, the little altar thing and, like, but it has no power in the name of Jesus in our home. So it was exciting, exhilarating to kind of anoint the house with this first visit of this first part of the body of Christ. So we're excited about planning out a time for others of the body to come. Do more cleaning, do more eating, do more praying and worshiping. So thank you for your prayers. It's been a very tiring week, but it has been also really energizing. Amen. Thank you, God.
Hi, my name is Art. The town that we're in is also awesome. It's the population is actually increasing. It's the only town in Kita, Hiroshima that's population is increasing, and they're actively recruiting people to come and live in the town, and so they're really welcoming, and it's really awesome. And of course, people have heard about us, and so when we meet people, they say, are you the new people that moved here? Or the maintenance guy said, are you a missionary? I have a lot of friends that are missionaries in Nagasaki, and I'm friends with them. And just people are like so welcoming, and it's so different because like in Nagoya, like people are like just look at you like, why are you here, you know? And they're just like with a disgusted look on their face, and it's just it's so weird to like feel not only invited but like actually like they're actively pursuing you to live somewhere. And the amount of help that we've gotten has just been incredible. So yeah, we're really, I mean, this is like, this is the beginning of the highlight of our life, I think, is this period of time. But anyway, I spend a lot of time on like a bodybuilding website talking to other dudes about how to get bigger and stuff like that. My wife always like rags me about it, but every once in a while I actually get to like minister to people and share the gospel and do things like that. And I just want to share a post that, this is going to be a little long, but somebody that wrote the other day. It's been a rough 2 weeks for our family. Last Monday, our 31-year-old niece, who had been a troubled youth with drugs and drinking, she's been doing really well the last 5 years, seemingly getting herself straightened out and growing up. She finally found a good man who has helped her. Last year, she opened up her own barbershop. She has been slowly growing with all her prior customers and new customers. Since she's been an avid fisherman hunter, she can talk the talk with men, mounts on her shop wall, entire family very proud of her. Last Monday, she closed early and partying with friends, day drinking. Sometime in the early evening, she misstepped and tumbled down the stairs at her place and smashed her head on the wall on the foyer. She wasn't found until the next morning when her boyfriend came over. She wouldn't respond and her eyes were fluttering. So they called the ambulance, found a blood clot in her brain. They had it removed. Pressure was still building, so they had to perform a frontal lobotomy, which is where they remove part of the brain, to the right side of her brain to allow the brain to decompress and recenter in her skull. 2 days later, she was still unresponsive. MRI showed she had had 32 strokes. The kind where the blood stops and it bursts. Head of the ICU told the family, this is her future as you see it. She will be living in a nursing home requiring full-time care the rest of her life. We were all expletive, devastated, obviously. Thursday, new doc changed her sedation meds to a less powerful one. They had been going in every 2 hours to bring her out of the sedation, asking her to respond to voice commands. By Thursday afternoon, in parentheses, we have an army of people praying for us, and as well as an army of angels who have silently stepped in to help the parents with all kinds of paid, prepaid meals for the family since they are living at the hospital. But 6 hours after switching to the less powerful sedation meds, she was responding to nurses' commands to squeeze my hand, give me a thumbs up, raise your leg up, curl your toes. So it was an emotional punch in the gut that prayers were being answered and she has the moxie to fight this battle. Been long days since due, long day, no more progress, so the emotional roller coaster is in full effect, obviously. But she was well enough today that they decided to do a tracheotomy so they can wean her off the ventilator. Her dad posted it was another amazing day. She responded to everything the doctor asked her to do. The right side, though extremely weak, lagging compared to the left, she was able to attempt commands. She is actually able to open both eyes. They said that she'd be permanently blind in her left eye. Her aunt was rubbing lotion on her feet and seen her head move sideways, so she asked, does that feel good, Amanda? To which she was able to shake her head yes motion. The doctor there shook his head and told them quite literally, you have all just witnessed something I cannot explain. There's no way at this stage of recovery that she should be able to do what she just did. I'm not a religious guy, just one of those dudes that needs to see proof before I can invest. Blind faith on anything has never sat right with me. But with the huge turnaround since last Monday, as far as progression, and just how many folks are praying for her, allergies hit me, meaning he cried, when I have time to go over everything from the day we had heard what was happening. I watched her first response video from last week many times and tear up every time knowing she's in there. Sorry so long. If you made it this far, but it's one thing to live and talk with this and my wife with family, but I just needed to say things to a different group. I do request that any of you fellow brothers or religious sort, if you could say a quick prayer asking the big guy to help Amanda and her family in this difficult time. I'd be very grateful. And publicly I wrote, wow, that's awful. I woke up this morning after sleeping, made coffee, read this, and started weeping. My family will be praying for Amanda. I don't consider myself religious, but I have a deep faith in God. My experience in walking in faith has been that God can use all things for good, even tragic things like this. I will be praying that healing and light would be brought to many through Amanda's tragedy. We will pray for her comfort, strength, and supernatural healing. And then I sent him a message, and I said, a private message, and I said, as stated in my post, God uses all things for his good purposes. He has knocked on your door. I'd encourage you to listen for him speaking to you through the crisis. And he said, thank you for saying the prayer for her. It truly means the world to me. I'm tearing up again right now. Your words mean more than you can know. My very good buddy at work turned from drugs and alcohol, found God in the gym, and is about to graduate school to be a minister. What I love about him, he's an open book about the past that led him here. Won't push God on anyone, but will gladly answer questions, talk with anyone who has questions. Plus, he's a very cool, popular, likable guy. Anyways, he's reaching many people. When I was off for shoulder surgery, he gave me a Bible and just asked me to give it a read when I'm off now and then. Bookmarked the chapters he wanted me to read. We've spoken a lot of God, my thoughts, etc. Anyhow, he was my first to reach out to last Monday. Ask him to add her to his prayers, their prayer group. I've been keeping him in the loop with new milestones she's making. And he came up so excited after I screenshot today's big step. He put his hand on my shoulder and said, bud, the power of God is uncomprehendable. But right now, he's not only helping your niece, he's helping you. He's showing you right now, he's real. You just need to open your eyes and accept it. What she's done so far, the doctor said it himself, is a miracle. There's no way she should be this far along. What more is it going to take for you to see his work? You wanted proof? Well, here it is, undeniable. Now the next question, what is your next move? I just wanted to share that, needed to, because that's too much of a coincidence, hearing this same conversation from two different men that obviously have no idea who each other is. So that's Josh, and I just really like to... Some people need a miracle to believe in God, and I think it's okay to ask for a miracle. And so I'd really like to pray for a miraculous healing in Amanda. And I'd like to pray for Josh's salvation.
Hello, I'm Mark Andrew. I just want to share you the blessings coming from our Lord Jesus Christ. It's been 3 years I work here in Hiroshima, and I wait to come back here. Finally, God's bringing me to go back here again. It's very big blessing for me because I pray that really wants to come back here, even though it's hard, but God's give me the chance to go back here. And then, and also my boss, they're really happy to see me again, to work again in the same company. And thank you so much to those who pray for me to come back here. Yeah. And I really miss me talking. Yeah. That's very overwhelming talaga. Overwhelming yung blessing. Yeah. That's only. To God be the glory. Amen.
Good afternoon. My name's Jim. And we had a coordinators meeting at lunchtime. And so I was telling any updates. I told something about Redden and the conditions that his body was kind of broken through the work he was doing here, had to go back. But he praises God for the biggest gift he could have was coming to Christ here. And the gift of, the financial gift, that means that he's been having rehabilitation back there and his back is being restored. So more than he believed would be possible. So that's really great. I told them too about Mark Andrew coming back, and they were saying, Mark Andrew, I said, those delicious cakes, cookies, desserts. I said, oh yeah, we remember him. They remember your food more than you, but, and they look forward to seeing you again. Anyway, that's all, thank you.
Hello, I'm Maria. On the 21st, I will be having a two-week vacation in the Philippines. So for more than a year, I would be able to go back and visit my family again. And please pray for my safe travel and that all things would go well and spend time with my family. That's all. Thank you.
Our situation with our son Micah, there's really not much change. We went to Osaka and with the Kansai area for some family business, and my wife's father's nokotsushiki and a few other things. And he came with us, but he didn't attend the ceremony. He stayed back in the apartment. He went out in Osaka outside of my daughter's apartment, walked around, but he didn't really. We went to a restaurant, and he came with us, but he didn't eat anything, and he didn't stay seated. He was walking around the restaurant. So it was, I don't know. We just keep praying for him that that he'll continue to have an open heart, or God will open his heart more to get help that he needs. We still think, I talked to Art about this, that some time in the hospital would be good, just to check his body out, check out his, that there's nothing else wrong, there's anything else physically, but he wanted to do that. He tried to do it, and then three times in a row, when the hospital called that there was a bed available, he turned it down, and so he's got to go back through the process, back to the counselor, and do all the steps to get the opportunity for that again. So just ask your continued prayers for our son Micah. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's lift these things up to the Lord in prayer.